James Patrick Page, a big hero in my youth, once said, "The best part of guitar is that they don't teach it in schools." Somehow, the words impressed me. However, at that time, I didn't understand what they really meant. Now, as I'm a school teacher, every day, every time I ask myself, how can we make students learn more actively? How can we stop having to tell them to learn? As their senior high school student, they have to learn difficult things one after another. Once in a while, I get discouraged by seeing their helpless eyes. 4 years, I have tried to find the answer to this question. Although I haven't found a perfect answer as of yet, I have realized something crucial. And it is that students get motivated not by necessity or profit, but by inspiration. The most challenging thing my students try in English class is having a formal debate. Interestingly, most of them like it, and some of them get very enthusiastic. Arguing things in their second language itself is difficult enough. In addition to that, they need to argue over very difficult topics. To be successful, they need not only to argue, but also make use of their social skills in order to better cooperate and coordinate with their teammates. Indeed, having a debate is not easy. Actually, I wondered why they liked it at all. Once our student had an exchange debate with selected U.S. tournament debaters. Surprisingly, the English club members and the U.S. debaters had a very good debate. What was more surprising was that none of the 240 students who saw the debate fell asleep. In fact, they looked really excited just to sit and watch the debate. After the debate, I asked my student to write about what they thought about it. Many of them just wrote, "It was so cool," which made me a bit discouraged. However, I was wrong. I didn't understand the significant meaning of their words. After everything was over, I emailed a famous debate master who sent the US team to our school. I wrote, "Most of them just noted it was so cool. It can be a bit too difficult for most of them." Then the debate master replied to me, writing, "That is so great. I felt just the same when I first saw college students having a debate in English. It was that moment when I decided and started to learn debate." His words opened my eyes. Seeing the student having a debate with native speakers of English, my student found it cool. And it was the key to solving the mystery. Feeling that positive emotion, they got inspired. And it strongly motivated them to challenge debate. And they themselves decided to try. Thinking about myself, I have been a very lazy learner. However, I get very enthusiastic when I learn things I love. Learning martial arts, riding a motorcycle, and playing in a band made me crazy. I made a lot of effort, even though no one told me to. Now I understand what made me so enthusiastic were the talents of my heroes. Bruce Lee, Captain America, Jimmy Page. They were just so cool, so super cool to me, and I wanted to be someone just like them. Current neuroscience tells us that all the decisions we make are made in a certain part of our brain, which is not in charge of rational thought, logic, or language, but emotions. It perfectly echoes what I learned from the experience. People do what they find cool, not what they think is needed. See, what small children want to become? Police officers, firefighters, medical nurses, and sometimes school teachers. They all look somewhat cool to them, and it leads to their decision to try, which makes accomplishing things possible. Knowing this fact can possibly change our daily classes for the better. Now we know it is almost no use telling the student that they need to learn. Actually, it sounds like a threat to them and might make them feel negatively. Eventually, they get reluctant and stay away from learning. Instead, we should try to fill our class with positive emotions, such as joy and fun. Surely, it helps students gain inspiration, the spark which starts the fire. It can be very frustrating, but we need to wait patiently. If teachers feel impatient, the negative emotion will always end up infecting the student in a bad way. If they enjoy it, if we help them enjoy it, they will invest their time. With motivation, they can overcome the hardships on their own. British poet William Blake left a proverb: joys impregnate, sorrows bring birth. Indeed, it is true. Learning is a repetition of getting inspired and overcoming the difficulties. Let the young people enjoy it. Let them hear the higher call. Thank you.